This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. Officials in the southern Arizona city of Summerton say the 2020 United States Census may have undercounted the number of people who call the community home. They say based on building permits and home construction, the numbers just don't add up. KAWC's Victor Calderon spoke with Summerton City Manager Jerry Cabrera about the city's concerns and what can be done if the count was truly off.
Well, as you know, there is power with numbers, and what was reported to from the census, rather, obviously we have no power in any say, let alone with legislation and or what may end up happening in the future. And numbers will affect us, not necessarily just because we would end up losing our shared revenue, but we're talking about millions of dollars that we would lose. And so in retrospect, what we looked at 10 years ago, or what they saw, was that we lost about 90 residents or population from the 2010 census. They said that we have 90 less people. So in what the numbers came out was that we have 14,187 versus the 14,297 that we had. So it was interesting what numbers showed up. So we were looking at our permits that were done from 2010 to 2020. There were new permits of 853 new residents. So it's kind of ridiculous what information that we have and what they reported. We don't understand what happened there. Obviously, we do have a list of things that kind of happened that probably curtailed into the problem or a domino effect. First of all, Summerton was the highest hit infected with COVID. We were closer to 70-80% of our residents were infected. That's a huge number overall. And that's the 85350 zip code. So it might encompass some of our county residents as well. But that was largely part of why many of them did not go out, did not answer those doors when some of our folks or enumerators were going door to door and asking for the census data. The other bad information was that the Bureau did not send staff to Summerton because they also do door to door, but we did not see anybody in, or our residents did not report any of those folks coming in to knock on those doors. There's another one. Another issue was that Census Bureau does not send information to P.O. boxes. Most of our residents, over 90% of our residents, have a P.O. box. So for them to receive any information from the census, they won't probably receive any of that. We were sending the information out with codes and stuff there. They can actually go into the website and do the survey online. But that was the other thing, that if people do not trust online surveys, and that's due to part of maybe they might not trust the federal government, they might not trust any online survey because of all the scams and hacks that have been going on the past couple of years, and they continue to go on. So that was another issue that we had. The other is the computer literacy of many of our residents. If they don't understand how to do a survey and get a code to do that survey for that census, then they weren't going to do it. Obviously, they weren't opening the doors either for those folks coming in to help them with the survey. And then the other one is that the census did not divulge any of the information of which houses or households were doing their survey. So we don't know how many people overall did the survey. The only ones that we know for sure is the ones that we did. And when we got close to the point, we were closer to 48 to 50% of the ones that we know through our GIS mapping of who did the survey. So we have that information, but we don't have the other 50%. And that's where we were also lacking. So it was kind of a little bit of everything just fell in its place. All those check marks of all those boxes of what went wrong in Summerton.
So is there like an appeal process, or is there kind of like a, hey, you know, basically like we want a recount? What's next?
There is a webinar mid-October, and they're going to explain some of that process and timelines. I think the timeline starts in December or January 1st. So we're going to be looking at that timeline. We're working with the Yuma County because it's a conglomerate between Yuma County, City of Yuma, San Luis, ourselves. We're going to be working together because we feel that our numbers weren't counted. Obviously, City of Somerton is in a worse place than our neighboring municipalities. Last week, we had a conference at the Arizona League for Cities and Towns. And it was interesting enough, a lot of the networking with other legislators, they know Somerton, and they know the issues we were having. So they're on our side, and they're paying attention to see what we're doing and what type of information we're going to be sharing with the census and our community. But it is very important for our residents to know that we were not counted, and that is going to affect the level of service that Somerton is going to be able to provide to our residents. So it's something that's very important for us. And it's, like I said, it's millions of dollars, and it's a level of service that might get diminished because of the number of residents that were counted. So it's really unfortunate.
And just talking about that growth and sort of the issue with the, you know, you don't believe the numbers that were reported versus what you see on the ground. Obviously, you drive around Somerton, there's still houses being built today, you know, little developments here and there. And then the high school's coming. So if you could talk about sort of what the future looks like for Somerton with, you know, now finally, you know, high school is moving forward after all these years.
Well, we had obviously some tremendous amount of growth. We're looking at, we're closer to about 18,500 to 20,000 residents in Somerton. So that's interesting that they're telling us that we're at 14,000, which doesn't obviously make sense. It's not only just a high school that's coming, which is might be approximately 1,500 students. There's also another elementary school being built, and that I believe it's here in the next 2 or 3 months that's going to start construction. There's a new commercial development that's happening in the east, and that's about 20 acre of new commercial development. There's new residents that's going to be about 20 acres as well. There might be townhouses and condos. So there is a need. Several developers already approached us that they want to come to Somerton. They see the growth, they see the need, and that's happening here in the next 5 years. We're going to see a tremendous amount of growth. There's more industrial development that's also happening, part on the west side as well. So there's not only just the residents that are coming in, but there's more industrial and commercial retail and industrial type of manufacturing, hopefully some manufacturing, but whatever comes in from all these conversations that we've been having with some of those investors, hopefully it's very fruitful for our Somerton residents.
Certainly. I guess in closing, the last question I have is if there's anything else you want to mention for listeners, for, you know, some of whom are Somerton residents, about what's coming up, you know, in the city, anything they should know about, any, like you said, projects that are, you know, they can expect to see. Obviously, you know, you see the, I think it's the ice cream shop that's down by Del Sol.
Yes, actually, there's the ice cream shop, La Michoacana, is opening up doors. I believe their grand opening will be October 2nd, which, in fact, is the same day we're having our UTV Blockfest, if you will. So everybody's welcome to join our block party of side-by-sides. There'll be music, dancing, car show of our UTV side-by-sides. There'll be, obviously, alcohol, drinks, and food, so come on over. More than welcome. They're also going to be the Corn Festival November 6th and the Tamal Festival in December as well. So all those things are still continuing with our residents. The good thing is that with COVID, I know it was kind of rough there, but we're getting more and more people vaccinated. More than 80% of our folks have been vaccinated. We still have some folks that, you know, for whatever reason, they choose not to. But we're going to continue with serving our community. Not only is La Michoacana coming, we have a Campas, a Subway as well, is coming as well. Here in the next couple of weeks, they're going to open shop. There is some other, I can't say, some other restaurants that are also be coming down. So there's great things happening here in our area, and more than welcome to join us and see what's going on in Somerton. And we're very flexible with our businesses, and we want to continue with that. We're also very flexible with our new developers. We want to make sure that we provide that service to our community and to the businesses.
All right, Somerton City Manager Jerry Cabrera, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
That is KAWC's Victor Calderon speaking to Somerton City Manager Jerry Cabrera for Arizona Edition, about concerns the United States Census undercounted the number of people who call Somerton home. I'm Lou Gum. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. We'll be right back.